bit over 2 weeks ago, Angela Merkel announced that she would stand down as chairwoman of the Christian Democratic Union, Germany's biggest party, this December. You may be forgiven for having forgotten that already. After all, 2 weeks are light years in today's world politics. However, the news appears to have left some international observers seriously rattled.
Zugleich habe ich das sichere Gefühl, dass es heute an der Zeit ist.
I have the feeling that today is the day to start a new chapter. For me, today is the time to share the following decision with you. Firstly, at the next elections in Hamburg in December, I will not stand as the head of the CDU party. Secondly, my fourth term as the Federal Chancellor of Germany will be my last. I will not stand again in 2020, and I will not stand for any political position after that.
Merkel had been seen as the poster woman for Europe's democratic centre, but the centre may be imploding, the New York Times' chief diplomatic correspondent in Europe, Stephen Erlanger, wrote. She and Germany have been a symbol of stability, but now even Germany is seen as politically unstable. Meanwhile, several US pundits went as far as to compare the news of her resignation to the election of Jair Bolsonaro as president of Brazil. Both testified to the fact that liberal democracy is facing a global challenge, The New Yorker wrote. Now, it's true that many liberal-minded people and women in Germany, Europe and the rest of the world will miss Angela Merkel's style. She refused to engage in cheap rhetoric. In fact, she often refused to engage in any rhetoric at all. Her sober self-assurance made any attempt to talk about her looks or her outfits seem utterly ridiculous. And it was a joy to watch the world's rising strongmen and alpha males attack her and painfully break their teeth, as we say in German. But style aside, is there something to the panic? Does her departure spell political instability and even a blow to liberal democracy? In Germany, both the political reading and the overall atmosphere happen to point in the opposite direction. First of all, Merkel has been CDU chairwoman for 18 years and chancellor for 13. The world has changed. The German government, not so much. Her time has come, and her orderly and carefully managed withdrawal from politics, on her own term, is a prime example of a stable democracy at work. Surely anything else would verge on the autocratic. Also, her decision has less been triggered by the rise of the far-right Alternative for Germany, though they would love to claim credit for felling their archenemy, than by a general shift in the political landscape. Germany has been governed by a grand coalition of CDU, CSU and the Social Democrats since 2013, meaning that there hasn't been a strong or effective opposition. Voters' priorities have shifted, yet the big parties were slow to respond. As a consequence, all the big parties lost votes in scores in recent state elections. But not mainly to the AfD, but rather to the Green Party. There is a new zeitgeist, and the CDU's necessary renewal simply wouldn't be possible under the same leadership.
The elections in Bayern and Hesse showed that these problems can't be solved through right-wing populism, but with action based on reason. Unity, which is solution-oriented. Parties now know that this is the way to win elections.
The commentators who mourn the loss of a stalwart of liberal democracy appear to disregard Merkel's last years in office. When an energetic Emmanuel Macron proposed European renewal, she barely responded. When she came under pressure for her charitable first response to refugees entering the EU, she struck deals with Turkey and Libya and left Greece to deal with its overflowing camps all on its own. And when right-wing populists rose in Eastern Europe, she did little to stop them. Those aren't exactly the actions of a liberal poster child. Yet international commentators' biggest mistake is probably to disregard who will come after Merkel. The three current frontrunners to replace her as chairman or woman of the CDU all look pretty reasonable. Annegret Kamp-Karrenbauer is a Merkel protégé who would mostly continue Merkel's style, if not her social liberalism. The young and ambitious Jens Spahn stands further to the right, but not so far as to resemble the Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. And Friedrich Merz, the former politician on whom conservatives are currently projecting all their hopes for a party renewal, has explicitly named climate change, next to digitalization, globalization and migration, as one of the four big issues the CDU and the country are facing. All three are firm believers in the European Union and the Western Alliance. So, agree with their policies or not, should they come to head a future German government, liberal democracy will be in fairly safe hands and German stability under no immediate threat. For Monocle in Berlin, I'm Kati Krause.